morning, and welcome to worship here at Joy Lutheran Church. On behalf of Pastor Rod, I am Pastor Ryan, and we welcome you to this time for worship and for gathering together in the name of Jesus Christ. Just a few announcements before we begin our time of worship, and that's that we want to remind you to get your pledge cards turned in as soon as possible. These cards are used for budgeting and figuring out what the next year looks like for our mission and our ministry here at church. And so if you haven't had a chance yet to fill those out and get those turned in, we are asking that you return them to the church office, or if doing it online is easier for you, we do have a way that you can submit those pledge cards online. Please see the e-news for more information. At this time, we begin our time of worship together, as we always do, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. I invite you to greet one another and those who are gathered with you with a sign of God's peace, knowing that those who are gathered near and far are also extending that same peace. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who is in the beginning, who makes a dwelling among us, who covers us with justice and mercy. Amen. So let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. We'll take a moment for silent reflection and for personal confession. God of goodness and loving kindness, we confess that we have sinned against you and our neighbors. We have turned away from your invitation to new life. We have turned away from the lowly and downtrodden. In your abundant mercy, forgive us our sins, those we know and those known only to you, for the sake of the one who came to live among us, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Brothers and sisters, hear the good news of peace and salvation. God forgives us all our sins, not through our own work, but through Jesus Christ, made known to all people. With all who come to the manger, let us rejoice in this amazing gift of grace. Amen. Let us sing together our opening carol.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all you nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleads a man with us to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by,
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature and yet more wonderfully restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of the one who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue this morning with our lessons.
The first reading is from Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 18. Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. The response of Psalm is Psalm 148. Alleluia, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the highest. Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven. Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars. Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord who commanded, and they were created, who made them stand fast forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind, doing God's will. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world, young men and maidens, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven. The Lord has raised up strength for the people and praise for all faithful servants, the children of Israel, a people who are near the Lord. Hallelujah. The second reading comes from Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is not troublesome to me, and for you it is a safeguard. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of those who mutilate the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh, even though I too have reason for confidence in the flesh. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us, then, who are mature, be of the same mind. And if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us, for many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction, their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things, but our citizenship in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Here ends the readings.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when lo,
Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, Now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We continue now with our children's sermon.
Oh, good morning, boys and girls. Merry Christmas to you. I'm so happy to see you. I hope you had an amazing weekend and everything was exactly how you wanted it to be. Well, I'm actually really glad that you're here because I've been waiting a really long time for a very important phone call and I'm feeling a little impatient. So maybe you could help me calm down a little bit. I know it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it's a phone call from my very, very bestest friend, and they promised to call me. So I feel like I can't really leave until I hear from them. And I know it seems so silly, but you know, again, they promised. So that should mean something, right? I just don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss the phone call. And so, you know, actually, it really has me thinking also about our gospel lesson for today. We hear about our friends Simeon and Anna, and both of them are people who were waiting for something too. And they're really good reminders to me about how God keeps his promises and how even though Simeon and Anna felt like they waited a really, really long time, and sometimes it's really hard to be patient, God came through on his promises to them. They got to meet Jesus, and both Simeon and Anna were relieved and felt so good knowing that their faithfulness and trusting God's word really paid off for them. So I think I'm going to take a note from our friends Simeon and Anna and just be patient so that when my best friend does call, I'll feel some peace and some overwhelming joy. And hopefully you can feel that too. So let's pray this week that we can have the patience to know that God is worth waiting for and his promises for us will always come true because he loves us so, so much. All right, let's pray together. Oh God, who loves us so much, thank you for teaching us lessons and giving us people to look up to like Simeon and Anna, who practiced patience in such a way that when it was time for your glory to be revealed to them, they were filled with such joy and peace, and it was all worth it, just like how you love us. Help us to understand what it means to be patient and to trust your promises. Thank you for sending Jesus into the world to be our ultimate gift. We love you so, so much. And all God's children said, Amen. All right, boys and girls, look, she's calling. I'm so excited. I'll see you next week. Bye. Hey, girl. I'm so glad you called. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Brothers and sisters, grace and peace to you from God and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. This is a scene that I find to be equally fascinating as it is bizarre. I mean, Mary and Joseph know that there's something special about their son, but even they appear to be caught off guard by all the attention Jesus gets at the temple. Because we're not talking about normal, oh, look, what a cute baby kind of stuff. Normal things that people say when they encounter a baby. That wouldn't have been too surprising. When a stranger runs up to you and starts telling you about all the things that your child is going to do in this life and in this world, and how they have been waiting for this particular child so that they can die in peace, well, that's certainly something that doesn't happen every day. That's not something that normally happens when you're just going about your regular religious rituals for the day. I mean, really, if honestly, if I had a nickel for every time that happened, I would still have nothing. Speaking of such idioms, there's really something interesting happening in our text today. Interestingly, a lot of idioms that we have changed over time. While phrases like, if I had a nickel, have remained rather constant, others have shifted. For example, the phrase, you can't have your cake and eat it too, actually used to be, you can't eat your cake and have it too, implying that once you eat your cake, you can't still have cake in front of you. Interesting. Or consider how curiosity killed the cat actually used to be care killed the cat, as a warning against worrying about something too much. So what's unique about our passages today is that for some reason, translators have made the decision to say that Jesus will be the cause of the fall and rise of many. Did you catch it? There's something about the way that it's worded that sounds a bit off in our ears. The fall and the rise of many. There it is again. That feeling that there's that the phrase is not quite right. We know what it's trying to say, but maybe if you're like me, you're more accustomed to hearing the rise and fall instead of the fall and rise. Interesting. Well, let's consider the prophet Anna, who has worshipped in the temple night and day. There it is again. There's something off, not quite right in how it sounds. The prophetess Anna was constantly in the temple, worshiping night and day. We might say it in that order from time to time, but you also might find yourself wanting to correct it, saying that she worshiped day and night. Curious. Now, all of this could be penned up to just saying that this is a translation decision, and I'm not going to argue too much with that because word order in Greek is pretty irrelevant, but it doesn't change this one fact that through the changing of these phrases, we are actually being drawn closer in to questioning, who is this child? Who is this child that draws in strangers? Who is this child whose mere presence leads people like Simeon and Anna to leap with joy? This is Jesus the Christ. This is the one who flips the world and our lives totally around, and inside out and upside down. This is the one who takes us from our previous understanding and leads us into a new way of life. Because the truth is, what Jesus is promising is that we don't rise only to fall. Rather, we have fallen, and now, because of the presence of this child, we have hope of the promise that we also might rise. We are not moving from day in to night, but from the shadows of night into the dawning of a new day. Do you catch that? Christ has come so that those who are fallen might rise, and that those who feel as though they are living in the dark of night might see the dawning of a new day. That's why Simeon can say, "Lord, you may dismiss your servant in peace." Because he doesn't need to fear the fall or the dark of night or death. He has seen the promise of a new day, the promise of rising again, and it is here, right before his eyes, in this child. It's why Anna, who has been widowed for decades, can finally shout for joy the praises of God. It is out of her despair and her struggle that she has finally seen the promise of healing. It is there, right there. And it's why Mary, the mother of this incredible child, can bear these odd, strange words. Words that we might say no one should ever say to a mother. Words that she will be pierced to the depth of her soul, that this child will not come without pain. But she doesn't fear it. She doesn't fear it because the rise comes after the fall. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we too will rise. That's the promise. The Christ child is the signature of that promise. So if you're feeling low, or you find yourself in the dark of night, or caught up in despair and hurt, if it seems like you've fallen and you just feel like you keep falling over and over and over again, look and see the promise of God that is before us on this day. Know that the dawn is coming, that we are not at the end, and we do not need to fear, for Christ is with us, flipping the script and changing the world. Our end does not come from a fall. The night will not last. Death will not win. That's the promise. For with this child, with this birth, we know that the light will shine again, that love will win, and life will bloom and grow and flourish. We know this Because it's right in front of us. It is right before our eyes. That in the Christ child, together, we will all rise. Thanks be to God. Amen. Together as one body, that is the church, let us confess our faith, our hope, our trust, using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, for the world, and for all those who are in need, including a blessing for all our families. Let us pray. good and gracious God. Through the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, you proclaimed to the whole world its worth. Sustain us in the hope of your promise to lead us all to the dawning of a new day and to raise us up to live with you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your church, that we as the body of Christ may proclaim your gospel news and seek to be your hands and feet in the world, that all may experience the newness of life in Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are in need this day, for those who are close to this family of faith. We pray especially for Bill Johnson, Carol Barber, Daryl Benson, Gary Carlson, Ryan Steinert, and Joanne Knapp, as well as all those whom we name to you now. Bring your healing presence upon them, O God, that they may have peace in this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the beginning of another year, we give you thanks, O God. You have brought us here to this time and place, and we ask for your blessing upon us as we begin this next year. That it may be a year filled with peace and love, joy and hope. And that no matter what may come our way, that we may trust in your enduring presence with us to lead us and guide us through all things as you have faithfully done in years past. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless each person. Bless each family in this congregation and beyond to the ends of the earth. Bless us with your grace that we may be your people, growing and learning in love and service to you and one another. Bless us in our joys. Be present to us in our times of trial. Provide for us the needs that this next year will bring, that our faith may bloom as individuals, as families, and as a community. Bless our efforts and our goals. Bless us with good health and a willingness to support one another. Bless us in our work and in our play, in our rest and in our study. Bless us in all of our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. At this time, we continue with our offering. We encourage you to think about the ways that you can support the ministries of this church, but also to think about all the other things that we have to offer God. Our talents, our time, our devotion. Let us reflect during this time.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new King born today, and men will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing a song, a music seem to come from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new King born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to born she child, not a single room was in sight. Hark thou, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and men will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. And they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little baby was born. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith for a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to the love of God, whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and we join their unending hymn. He was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus took bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup and blessed it and gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As you've gathered your elements for communion at home, take the bread, receive it, and know that this is the body of Christ given for you. Take the cup, receive it, and know that this is the blood of Christ shed for you. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen us and keep us in God's grace, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, gracious God, that you have once again fed us from your very self with the body and blood of Christ. Through this mystery, send us forth to proclaim your promise to a world in need, through the same Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Almighty God, who sent the Holy Spirit to Mary, proclaimed joy through the angels, sent the shepherds with good news, and led the Magi by a star, bless you this day through the Word made flesh. Amen. We sing together our sending carol. The gift of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.